Good afternoon and welcome to What's Shaking. This is DJ Cheeks here at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you all for tuning in. It's a pleasure to be with you guys here again. And today we have very exciting guests, but I'm not going to tell you guys who they are just yet. Before I get started, I wanted to shake things up a little bit. Instead of starting with just hopping right into our guests, I wanted to fill you guys in on what's shaking around Dominican first, and then introduce you to our guests and what topics we're going to be discussing today. So some exciting events that are happening here on campus, or events already happened, was last week. It was convocation. That went great. And also last week was Soul Candy. That went great as well. And last week, the men's team also had their first home scrimmage, and that was they blew the team away. Like, that was actually great, too. We also had an inter-squad scrimmage, and this upcoming weekend, we have a scrimmage. And what's super, super exciting happened here on campus next week is the chance to vote, not just here on campus, but all over the nation. We all get a chance to make our voices heard, and I hope you guys all have that date marked, because next week, also exciting, we have the Dean of Students, Paul, coming on my show next week, and that's huge, absolutely huge. So you guys have to tune in. You have to vote that same day. So next week is super exciting, but not as exciting as today. So we're going to focus on today. Some topic at hand. Oh, wait, other Dominican news before I hop into the topics at hand. Some other exciting news at around Dominican here is that the basketball team, which you guys happen to know, DJ Cheeks myself is on there. Next week we have our scrimmage, and right after that we have our season openers. Well, season opener is not until, as I tell you guys, every Tuesday, is our season opener is not until November 18th. And you guys, I hope you marked your calendar, because that's huge, absolutely big. And I expect to see all you guys out there. And another thing what's shaking around Dominican is, actually, my guests are just super excited for me to introduce them, but they have to wait until I tell you guys what's shaking around here. Another exciting thing, family weekend was last weekend, and that went really great. You know, Penguin Radio was out there, and I know we had some exciting and very informative things for you guys, and I hope you guys tuned in, because those were really great. And if you didn't, you know where to catch it. It's at radio.dominican.edu. And if you're just tuning in, this is DJ Cheeks, catching you guys up on what's shaking around Dominican and making sure you guys vote next week. So right now I have my two guests here with me, and I'm super excited to introduce them. They're both on the men's basketball team, big time players, and I want them to introduce themselves. They have, you know, each of them has their own very unique personalities. And so I'm going to have the very first young gentleman. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. This is Rio Tawatari from men's basketball team.
Rio, and you've had a radio show, right? What was your DJ name?
My DJ name is DJ Samurai, because I am from Tokyo, Japan. So it relates to my country. And yeah, that's why my name was DJ Samurai.
Wow. DJ Samurai is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. And also, who our next guest star, please tell us your name. And
My name is Henry Wadier.
Can you repeat that for us, please? You didn't get it.
My name is Henry Wadier.
Henry, do you have a nickname?
Hendo.
Hendo!
Yep.
I like to call you Big Hendo, because he's not little. Tell him how tall you are, Hendo.
I'm actually 6'11 and a half.
7 feet.
Basketball shoes, I'm 7 feet, so.
Rio, what do you have to say about that?
You know what? I'm 5'11 and a half. Means, you know, he's tall.
Hey, me too.
Yeah. Like, you know, walking on campus and seeing him, like, you know, run, I can find him, like, easily. Like, oh, that's Henry. That's from far away.
From far away.
Yeah, I can find him everywhere.
Oh, yeah, he's really actually easy. We're on the court, too. When you come to the lane, I'm like,
yep.
Swat your stuff. So, there you know.
Easy.
So, are you guys excited for the upcoming season? Like, tell us a little about yourselves, how you ended up at Dominican. We'll start with you, Rio.
Okay, so I am a senior right now. And I transferred to Dominican last year as a junior from junior college in East Bay. And how I ended up coming here is because the coach recruited me the first before, like, earlier than any other colleges. So that's why I decided to come here. And when I came to visit here, I liked the teammate a lot. So I feel like they're really close and it's actually really, really close, and I've never had a teammate like this in my life. So that's why that's the reason I chose to play for the Dominican University of California.
Wow, really? That's really exciting.
And Sandy was here too. That's why.
DJ Cheeks, you
mean? DJ Cheeks, yep. Excuse me.
And Hendo, what's your journey like?
My journey was pretty strange, actually.
Keep talking to the mic first, please.
Oh, yeah,
sorry. You can adjust it so it's like fits you.
Okay.
We know you're a big guy.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay, good. My journey was a little different, actually. I finished high school.
Sorry, it's not better. Can you like turn it up to you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I think this is better. Yeah, you're
all right. My journey was a little different. I finished high school in North Carolina, and I end up finishing.
Talk a little louder, please.
Oh yeah, sorry. My journey was a little different.
There we go.
I finished high school and I went to college, and I just graduated college with my communications degree, and I still have 1 year of eligibility because I redshirted my freshman year in college.
Wow.
So that's what I'm doing now, and I really, my old team, we won the championship, went to the NCAA tournament, and it was really fun and I was so exciting, and I just really want to hope that happens again in my last year. So I kind of came here because I kind of knew some of the guy, and I knew X already, Xavier, one of my teammates, is a very close pal of mine. And I was able to work out with him this summer and stuff, and I just decided to just come to California and just
play here.
Yeah,
continue your journey.
Yeah, finished here.
Is that first time to live in California?
So what?
Is this first time to live in California?
Oh yeah.
How do you like here so far?
I mean, it's kind of fun here. You have good things around, and I mean, I'm still trying to. I've just been here for like 3-4 months, so I'm still trying to like get familiar with the whole people around me and just still trying to get the vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, but so far it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy staying here.
What's like your favorite things, you too, Rio? What are your favorite things about Dominican and like Californian?
Since I'm from Tokyo, Japan, Tokyo is known as like one of the, you know, biggest city in the world, and so Dominican is really close to San Francisco, which is also known as the one of the biggest city in the world as well. So, yeah, that's good to be close to the city.
Yeah,
So I don't feel like homesick and like at all. That's pretty good, and it's kind of far too. So you know, I can focus on basketball and study and
then have a nightlife too.
Yep.
So being from Tokyo and having like that city life, you definitely get that going to the city when you can.
Yep.
Is it similar? Like, what's the difference in the city here and Tokyo city life?
It's pretty similar, but there's like places in Tokyo never like. It closed, but it doesn't close until like 7-8 in the morning.
Wow.
That's just one thing I really surprised about when I came here first, because all the nightclub, bars, restaurants close at least like 2 or 3, right?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I'm hungry. I want to eat. But I had no place to go. And even though when I went out, I was like, oh, that's it. Night is about to start, but you know, I had to go home.
Yeah.
That's silly, kind of.
Yeah, you have to hit up those fast food. You're not used to that, huh?
Yep, never.
Yeah. So what are some exciting things that you guys are looking forward to being on the Dominican basketball team?
So like, what?
What are you excited about, like, this season, this upcoming season?
Oh, I want to talk about this because I'm a second year here. So we didn't have a bigs last year. Like, biggest player on the team was 6'6", wow. Josh Ramirez, the end of the season, which is really small. But this year we got big Hendo.
Hendo.
He's 7'6". Oh, sorry, 6'11".
7 feet. 7 feet, Rio.
Yep. So, you know, that's the one thing I really, really didn't have, and we missed it. And we finally got a piece, so, you know, we can do something special this year. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, and yep. What we forgot to do was we forgot to mention you guys' position, except we know Hendo's position now. Rio, you didn't tell us.
Rio, I'm the point guard, and yep. And I'm so captain on the team, too.
Oh, okay. Okay, you just have to throw that in there.
I had to say that, yeah.
You get to throw that in there. And so, being a second year, what are some advice you would give Hendo as a one-year, first-time person around here?
Oh, as a player, like, knowing the play that we do, like, you know, such as chain 41. It's a really technical stuff, but yeah. that's the most important thing to me, to play like a lot of minutes, because I feel like I knew the plays more than any other guys, because I supposed to know, because I'm a point guard.
Yeah. So
that's why I played like 30 minutes a game last year, and we need Henry to play a lot of minutes, so you know,
so he has to like avoid foul trouble,
yeah, and yeah. Stay in shape, you know.
Yeah. And how are you doing on that, Hendo?
I'm doing pretty good so far, actually. During practice, I always try so hard to limit my fouls and just play with my hands up and move my feet. So that really has been helping me, so as to prepare myself during game situations to stay out of foul trouble. So, and also, in regards to staying in shape, I really have extra time for myself, being that I have more free time outside school to go to the gym and keep working on my basketball and just keep going every day.
Yeah.
So that really motivates me to just keep doing that, being that I have a chip on my shoulder this year to really accomplish and produce. So.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Something I would say to that is, being that I'm a five also, I also played a four, but primarily on the court, you see me as the five. I can definitely pitch for you when you say the foul trouble, because I definitely, if my coaches are listening, they're probably laughing right now, because I definitely had a lot of foul trouble and issues. And something you should just try to aim for is, like, don't get three fouls in the first half, because then you eliminate yourself and you take yourself out the game, and your team needs you as they rely on you heavily, as Rio stated.
Yeah.
And so drifting from that, besides the basketball court, what are some exciting things you guys look forward to outside of the court? Like traveling, like, I know I look forward to going to like Hawaii.
Like as a basketball player, or like,
you know, as a team collectively, or just individually?
Just like individually. I'll ask you about your team after.
Oh, that's an interesting question, Sandy. DJ.
DJ Cheeks.
DJ Cheeks. So I'm a senior, and I'm also an international student. So this is my last year being in America as a student. So, you know, I'm trying to enjoy as much as I can with my teammate, also classmate, and all my friends. So that's one thing about I'm really excited about.
Really? Other than that, I forgot to ask you guys, when did you start playing basketball? At what age?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually started playing when I was 16.
Really?
Yeah, I started really, really late, because I kind of, like, back home where I'm from.
Where are you from?
Basketball, Nigeria precisely. My mom is from Jamaica, my dad is from Nigeria.
Wow.
But we all grew up, like, in Nigeria, so I lived in Nigeria all my life, and I always went back and forth, going to see my grandparents, my mother, some of the family. So I didn't start early because I played volleyball, I ran track. I mean, I did other sports.
So you were always athletic.
I was always active. So
yeah.
But I never started playing basketball till I actually got to the States.
One point did you realize you had a? Do you have a passion for ball? Like, at what point did you realize that?
Like, when I started actually watching the game of basketball.
Yeah.
And I started watching the game. I just felt it was very interesting. And then I was about 6-7. I was still growing, so I didn't really know if I actually it's a game I really wanted to play till I actually tried it, and I just thought, oh, this is really fun.
Yeah.
So I started like trying to learn new things because I didn't have a coach back then and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to get invited to a camp, a basketball camp, just for young kids. I want to just play and have fun, and I was lucky. I got offered a scholarship in the spot to finish my education, my high school education.
Wow.
In the States, and that's how I left the country.
Wow, that's really big.
Yeah, it is.
Have you visited ever since?
No, I've not really visited because I just want to just get school out of the way completely.
And how long have you been here for?
Like about 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And has it been very different? Because I know being from Nigeria as well, it was quite different for me.
Yeah, it's very different. So it's just, I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, just
yeah. Yeah. Okay. So coming up, we're going to take our first break and just keep it tuned here. We have so much more exciting stuff to talk about. Now you know a little about our guests, and next we're going to get into see who they are and what they think of perspective and other questions I have for them coming up. So stay tuned. This is DJ Cheese. You listen to radio.dominican.edu. Keep it here. You're going to listen to Anime by Caroline by Anime. Sorry. And stay tuned.
More sit per roll.
One second. I'm going to wait until the ad is gone. It's like, and we don't want to listen to that. But stay tuned. This is DJ Cheeks here at radio.dominican.edu.
Man, what's up? I heard you done got you a dime piece, man.
Hell nah, man.
One of them Beyonce making good types, man.
Nah.
Is that true, man? I just want to know.
Probably not.
I mean, shit. To be honest with you, man, she's a
bad thing. Fine as hell. Think it's oh my god. That's my baby. Caroline, you divine. Mighty fine. Started really know the pie.
That's true.
Like a pro.
You thought.
Honey, I'm really lit. It's looking like it's about time. Get up. Caroline, listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory. Like a Tarantino movie.
Don't wanna talk it out. Can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night. Decaf. You see, I'm a tall thug. Guess I'm a giraffe. If you want safe sex, baby, use the knee pad. Freaky with the sticky icky, baby, give me kitty kitty.
Killer. West Side nigga. Boy, you like 98 degrees and I'm 300. Nigga, keep your feet running. I keep when I eat these beats. Better boy, get stuck. Don't run up in my lane. I don't want you in my lane. You a lame, get swerved.
Cause great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. Imperfects for the urgent. Baby, I want forever. Caroline, don't you see that? I want you to be mine.
That thing, fine as hell. Oh my god, that's my baby. Caroline, you divine. Mighty fine. Started really notified. Like a pro. Honey, I'm really lit. It's looking like it's about time to fuck it up. Caroline, listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory. Like a Tarantino movie.
Don't wanna talk it out. Can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night. Decaf. You see, I'm a tall thug. Guess I'm a giraffe. If you want safe sex, baby, use the knee pad. Freaky with the sticky icky, baby, give me kitty kitty.
Killer. West Side nigga. Boy, you like 98 degrees and I'm 300. Hit you, keep your feet running. I keep when I eat these beats. Better boy, get stuck. Don't run up in my lane. I don't want you in my lane. You a lame, get swerved.
Cause great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. Imperfects for the urgent. Baby, I want forever. Caroline, don't you see that?
All right, welcome back. This is DJ Cheeks, and you listen to radio.dominican.edu. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're just joining us, we have two very exciting guests, DJ Samurai and Big Hendo.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having me, DJ Cheeks.
Yes, always a pleasure.
Thanks, DJ Cheeks.
Hendo, we need you to talk more to your mic. There you go, Hendo. You want to try it again?
Thanks.
There you go. Okay, so these are two of our top men's basketball players here at Dominican. And right before we went on break, they told us who they were, a little about their background. And now we're going to jump into some of their favorite NBA players. And so who you guys' favorite NBA players?
My favorite NBA player is...
Ooh.
German Lane.
If you guys didn't hear, Hendo said Rio's favorite NBA player is Jeremy Lin. And if you don't know who Jeremy Lin is, he was a big Hendo, you want to tell us who Jeremy Lin is? I know who he is, but I don't know how to put it in a way that doesn't sound offensive to Rio.
Only one Asian in the NBA.
Is he really though?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
What about the guy from Lakers they just picked up?
No, he got cut.
He got cut?
Yeah. Ooh. He's Chinese, though. Oh. So my favorite player, can I say that?
Yeah.
Is...
Not Jeremy Lin.
It's not. John Wall.
John Wall.
Yep. Oh, actually, Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah. I like Russell Westbrook a lot. I like Russell Westbrook. He's a great player.
So this summer, I had the opportunity to... walk out with Russell Westbrook, and he's such a nice guy. That's why.
Really? Where'd you work them at?
We worked in Santa Monica, California.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny, cause have you been to the dunes?
What's that?
And they're the dunes at, I'm glitching where they're at, Manhattan Beach, and he works out there. It's where he lives around there. And
oh,
so
really?
I worked out there, and him and. When Kevin Durant was his teammate. They worked out there together.
Yeah.
So you said he's a nice guy?
He is such a nice guy, yep.
Wow, and so what about his game excites you? Like, why is he your favorite? Because I like him as a player, and we're completely different positions. I like to call myself the female.
Yeah, like...
Kevin Durant. Oh, not Kevin Durant, the female. Russell Westbrook.
As a player, I like him because, you know, like, his energy and, like, you know, passionate about basketball is, like,
crazy. Yeah,
you know, like he showed his passion in every game, every position, and that's why I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great. What about you, Hendo?
What question? What do I like?
No, who's your favorite NBA
player? Okay. If I have two favorite players, like, but if you're talking about the greatest player of all time, my favorite greatest player of all time, I would say Shaquille O'Neal is my favorite player of all time.
Can you guard him though?
So what?
Can you guard him?
No, why would I want to guard Shaq?
Why not?
Every time we talking about an NBA players, Henry said, oh, I can guard him.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
But it's really the first time he said, no way.
But like, that have to be your mindset. You can't just say, no, I can't guard him. But then get score 20 on you, and then you'd be looking
So what about Shaq?
Shaq, okay. I mean, if it comes down to it, I will, but
Ooh.
It's that mindset.
Ooh.
So can you go out Jeremy Lin?
Yeah.
Good. So yeah. But my favorite player currently actually is DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I like Cousins because I mean I really apart from me and him kind of like I have some kind of basically different a flaw like the way he plays, best style of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I like that kind of style. I kind of tend to watch him and see his positioning and how he plays and stuff. So he's like actually kind of a role model kind of player I see. I want to be like and play different ways.
Wow, that's like that's a big statement from you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And so do you guys like the Celtics?
No.
No. What's your favorite NBA team?
That's a so random question.
Well,
where did it come from?
No, because I was going to had a leading question towards that, but what's your favorite NBA team?
Actually, mine is San Antonio Spurs.
Really? What about you, Rio?
I like Boston Celtics. Actually, Miami Heat as well.
You just said you don't like the Celtics.
I didn't say that.
No, I said that.
Oh. Okay, well, going off of that, because do you guys like Ray Allen?
Oh, I love him. Yeah, I love him.
Love him? Because he just announced his retirement.
No way.
Right.
No.
To be honest, I think he should have retired like a year or two ago.
I actually wanted to know what he was doing like the last 2 years because he didn't play. He wasn't playing. And
I think he's been in the NBA for a long time.
Yeah, so he has. I low-key thought he already retired. Yeah. But I'm going to read you guys the letter. He put out his letter today. It says, letter to my younger self. It's kind of long, but we got time, right?
Did you read it? Did you read it?
No, I'm going to read it to you guys.
I was reading, but it's pretty good.
It says, dear 13-year-old Ray, when you get off the school bus tomorrow, you're going to be in a whole new world. This is nothing new. Every time your father gets stationed at a new Air Force base, you have to say goodbye to your friends and start a new life. It's the same routine once every 3 years or so. New school, new culture, new faces. Northern California, then Germany, then Oklahoma, then England, then Southern California. Excuse me, Rio, can you not whistle? And now, there's South Carolina. You're used to being the kid that nobody knows. The majority of your existence has been about trying to find new friends, trying to show people that you're a good person, and that you mean no harm. You're used to being an outsider. You've gotten pretty good at it. This time, it's different, though. It's the middle of the school year. Everybody already knows one another. You're critical age, and kids are just mean. You've grown up in a military household your whole life until now, until your friends were all military families. You walked around the neighborhood with your ID card hanging around your neck like a dog tag in case some unfamiliar MPs rolled by. You spent your formative elementary school years in Britain actually, so you don't even realize it, but to some people, you speak very proper. When you step off that school bus in South Carolina tomorrow and open your mouth, those kids are going to look at you like you're an alien. You talk like a white boy, they'll say. You look around the school and see groups of kids all paired off, and you feel like you don't have a place. You think to yourself, I don't understand. Who am I supposed to be? I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I wish I could tell you that it will get easier and that you're going to blend in and that it's going to be all right, but you're not going to fit in with the white kids or the black kids or the nerds or even the jocks. Okay, so this is actually pretty long. And while reading that, I see you guys are kind of zooming off, so I'm going to have to just finish that off later for our audience. But you guys can find that at theplayerstribune.com. So just half of what I read, what did you guys think of that?
Awesome.
Did you read it, Rio?
I did. Oh. I did it. Yeah, I read it.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet, though, so I'm going to read it.
You said you thought he should have retired a while ago. Why'd you say that?
I mean, Realin has been there for a while. So, I mean, he's been in the NBA for like how many years now? Like, is it 10, 15 years?
He's
1996?
Same as Kobe.
Yeah, he came in 96. Right?
Yeah.
He came in when I was born.
Damn, all the guys retired.
Yeah, all across, I think there's only, well, Paul Pierce just announced his retirement. He was from 96 too as well, if I remember correctly. They're all retiring because, you know, that's a long time. You made a lot of money. But something that kind of stuck to me about what he said right there when he said he didn't fit in with anybody, not even the jocks. And you think him being an NBA player, that would consider him a jock and being good at basketball. But how'd you guys feel about him saying that?
He said, what did he say again?
Sorry. He said he didn't fit in with the white kids or the black kids or the nerd kids or even the jocks.
What's jocks?
Like, let me look up the proper definition for you. But to my understanding, jocks are like, Jocks are like this. It's funny. Google defines it as a jacket. That's weird. Urban Dictionary says jock is, there's a majority of difference between jock and athletes. Jocks tend to abuse their popularity while the athletes don't really mind who they talk or hang out with.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad. Just because he was from a different place. That's why he was like that, but yeah.
Hendo, what do you have to say about that? Like, would you have been friends with Ray Allen?
If I would be friends with him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Is it because he's an NBA player or because you like him as a person? Or
I mean, what? I think he's a very smart, and he's a good man, too, personally, what I've heard of him. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind being friends with him. I mean, so.
Wow.
Like, it kind of can relate to myself because I am from different country. Henry is also a different country, too. And, you know, I moved the place to place pretty much every year, and I had to make new friends. But yeah, when you're younger, it's hard to make friends because, you know, kids are not used to be friends who are from like a different place.
Like, just like everybody's trying to figure themselves out.
Trying to make fun of people. Yeah. But yeah.
It's definitely hard, like, being from a different country and then moving here.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't really fit in, and you don't really want to fit in with them because you think they're different and they're weird, and they think you're different and you're weird.
Yeah,
and you're like, true.
Like, what I told myself was, like, yeah, being different is cool to me.
Yes.
Because, you know, like, I'm the only one like this.
That's true.
It's better than being the same kids everywhere, you know?
Yeah,
that I like that, to be honest.
Yeah. Definitely, me too. Because I'm from a different country as well, so I understand where you guys are coming from. I might have just been here a little longer than you guys, but I definitely, I was brought up in Nigeria, so like my morals are different from people here. So which is why I kind of relate with you guys. Not to like talk down on people here, but what are some similarities that like differences you guys like saw that kind of stood out to you?
I mean, talking about the difference of where I'm from, there's a lot of similarities actually. Like, I would say differences first, because first of all, I would say generally America is not a country that has a culture.
Yeah.
So where I'm from has a culture, so that alone just sums everything up. So, I mean, there are things you don't consider doing or even thinking of doing when you're back home in Nigeria. Like, I'll precisely say the issue of divorce, that's something that's actually against me, like against my religion and just my ethics, the way I was raised and stuff. So, like, when I have a friend, he'll be like, okay, divorcing is really common here. It's just a hobby. People get divorced every week.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be like, hey, what happened? Like, man, people get divorced every week, B. I'm like, what? Come on, no.
Yeah, like, that's definitely strange.
I mean, lawyers are out there happy trying to get money for divorce settlements and stuff.
Yeah.
A lawyer's going to tell your wife, just divorce him and give me some money, and he's going for the night. I'm like, whoa, okay. I got to watch that. So.
Yeah.
That kind of just, that's just a difference. I mean, it's just, it's not cool to me, so.
Yeah, going off of that, have you guys ever thought about being married here?
Oh, whoa.
No.
Yeah, it's really hard to understand making ladies to me.
Yes.
Really? Don't you have a lady? Don't you both have a lady?
I did. I just broke it off. Like about a week ago, right?
Hey,
about a week or 2 weeks ago, yeah. I just did actually recently, so I just didn't want to.
It's because you knew you weren't gonna wife away.
I just needed to be focused more because I just figured when you know in life sometimes you just have to know your priorities, and
definitely.
Maybe someone you know might not pertain to someone you want to experience your life with.
Yeah,
you don't want to waste your time, so you just say, okay, let me just. Do me while you do you.
Yeah, let's
so.
Cut things off real quick before it heads.
Yeah, let them know, Henry. Let them know.
So
Henry, going off that, do you have some relationship advice, like, for us? Since you're already like on this topic.
You trying to put me on the blast, Sandy. So wait.
Is it relationship advice?
Yeah, like, you know, for listeners out there, like, oh, I want to hear what Big Kendo has to say. Because you seem like you're really familiar with the situation, talking about marriage, divorces.
No, I was just trying. Yeah, I was actually just trying to just tell you the cultural and non-cultural thing.
Oh, like, okay. Using divorce
and marriage as an example. But I mean, I won't be best person to ask about relationship. I think my man, you're real.
Rio.
He's really perfect in that.
So. About the relationship. Wow. I don't know about that.
Rio, and how long have you been with your girl?
Ooh.
Wow, if she's listening right now.
Oh, definitely. Like 6 months now?
6 months. That's a good time.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. No, we've been talking like a year.
Okay, going back to the previous subject we were talking about, how did you see the difference between Tokyo and the U.S.?
Like I said, Tokyo and like San Francisco is kind of similar, but place-wise, mm-hmm. but culture-wise, really pretty different. Like, as you guys know, Asian is really different, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, like it was really hard to me to adjust this culture because, you know, like, American people so friendly compared to Japanese people.
Really?
Yeah. Like, we don't even hug people or, like, say love you or anything in Japan.
Really?
But, like, I know you guys always say that. Like,
you
on
guys,
the phone.
I'm Nigerian, but I know what you mean. Our audience, you know, always says that, yeah.
Like, but that, I liked it a lot because, you know, like, telling you, like, you're feeling, like, easily. But that's not common for the Japanese people. So, yeah.
Wow.
And also I grew up in an environment where divorce is not common, right? So it was hard to understand. Like a lot of guys on the basketball team said like, yeah, I grew up in a single mother family, blah, 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 like that stuff. I was like, wow, that's pretty sad.
Yeah. And Japan does not have the one child rule.
No, that's China.
That's China?
Yep.
Is there any, like, rules like that we should know about?
No, we don't.
Well, okay, so going off of that, we're going to go on our second and final break before we wrap things up here. But thank you guys for tuning in. And the song I'm going to play for you guys is by one of my favorite rappers, Meek Mill. I couldn't find a clean version of his album that just dropped, his mixtape that dropped, so I'm gonna play you guys one of his old songs, but it's still just as good. So keep it here. You listening to DJ Cheeks. This is what's shaking here at Penguin Radio.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for? Ain't this what they've been waiting for? You ready? I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this, in a matter of time I spent on some locked up in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist, see my dreams unfold, nightmares come true, it was time to marry the game, and I said, yeah, I do, if you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view, got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I do, like a sneeze. Please for them trick to squeeze, I'm getting cream. Never let them get in between of what we started. Look, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hate it when I departed. I go and get it regardless. Draw like I'm an artist, no crawling. Went straight to walking with foreigns in my garages. Are foreign menage. They're sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get them, I got them. I did it without an album. I did it for Mariah. Look, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey ring, Philly flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hater, rest in peace. Hater, rest in peace, rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my then what you talking about. Gangsters moving silent, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. I don't say a word. Was on my grind, and now I got what I deserve. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I bought the Aston, y'all thought it was winning. Texting on these, some like Papa on the spinach. Double M, yeah, that's my team. Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type of cannon, mean casting, grind like I'm broke.
That Lambo my new, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands on my toes. Cause these want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money, my son needs some milk. These try to take my life, they f*** around, get killed. You f*** around, you f*** around, you f*** around, get smoked. Cause these Philly f***s I pull with me, don't f*** around, no joke. No, all I know is more. When it come to me, I got young that's rolling. I got throwing beans. I done did the DOA. I done did the KODs. Every time I'm in that bitch, I get to throwing 30 G's. But now I'm hanging out that drop head. I'm riding down no collar. They let me earn back home. That young be wildin'. We young, we mobbin'. Like Batman and we're robbin'. And this two-door Maybach with my seat on reclining. I'm like, real, what up? Real, what up? If you ain't about that murder game, then shut up. If you dip me in your ass, I get your pussy stuck up. When you touch down in my hood, no, that tour life ain't good. Kept me down in MIA, and that heat game on wood. With that Puma life in my feet, like that little engine I could. Boy, I slide down in your block, back on 12 o'clock. And they be throwing deuces.
All right, welcome back to What's Shaking here at radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, DJ Cheeks, and our two very important guests here are DJ Samurai and Big Hendo.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
All right, guys. So we're about, this is our home stretch. That's what it's called, right? When you're about to wrap it up. So this is our home stretch. And just if you're just now joining us, we talked about, we got to know our guests, and then we talked about what they do, why they do what they do, and a little bit about who their favorite NBA players are. And now we're going to talk about just where they're headed after college. Do you guys, you guys are both seniors, right?
Yes.
And Hendo's actually in the master's program, so he's, yep. He already made a step towards his career.
Yeah.
So what do you guys plan to do after?
I am going back to Japan and I'm playing a professional league.
Wow.
Yep.
And is this for just a certain thing you're...
Yes, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I'm going to do, yep.
Wow, that's a big statement. Congrats.
Thank you.
What about you, Hendo?
My situation is I don't really kind of know yet.
Yeah.
But I just want to... I know eventually I want to actually play basketball as much as I can.
Uh-huh.
So after finishing my professional level of basketball, I will be able to have my own business. That's why I'm getting my master's now in business administration, so I can be actually be an entrepreneur in my own company.
Wow.
So I don't need to have to, like, hire a bus to run my stuff. So
definitely.
I'll have that taken care of.
Definitely. And what did you get your undergraduate in?
Communications.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
DJ Samurai and I actually comm majors.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, you can study business even though your degree is communications.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's actually quite interesting. I didn't know that.
So you can study like whatever you want.
Actually, masters, like if you go into a master's program, you can really go into a master's for anything.
Oh wow.
Like it's not anything though, but most part of it, like, so
yeah. Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that either. See, you learn something new every day. That's why you have to tune into What's Shaking, because we really let you know what is shaking out there, even right here at Dominican.
Yeah, what is shaking?
Oh, yeah, you got something to say, Hendo?
No, I was just repeating after you.
What is shaking?
So I will have the audience hear clearly what is shaking.
Okay, so I wanted to get you guys this. So next week, Tuesday, is voting. Are you guys able to vote?
Nope.
Even if I was able to, I won't.
Why?
No. Yeah, well, that's a whole different topic if you want to talk about.
So yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking
some
about.
Some other time.
Oh, you got a lot to say?
No, not really. But so I mean, I will not vote just because, I mean, I wouldn't just vote. No point.
Not voting is you voting for some, like...
Like, there's no point if I vote.
What do you mean by
because
that?
Because the country is still going to be how it is.
No,
the tax is going to still be where it is. So
if you vote for there's a candidate, depends. What do you, what is your input on that? Like, do you want it to be right side, or you want it to go higher or lower? What do you mean?
What I really think, the two candidates in this election thing, are just, both of them are not qualified. And that's my own opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say.
But those are the only two, so you have to pick someone. So who are you going for?
I would go for Hillary.
Definitely, definitely.
That's my last choice. That's my last choice. I will do Hillary.
That is your last choice because there's only two.
Yeah.
And one of them should not be there.
Yeah.
That's Donald Trump.
Definitely not Trump.
Definitely not Trump. What about you?
You Trump the whole country and Trump, Trump the crap out of you.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. But I want to know, because I don't know about American, you know, candidate stuff, but why Donald Trump is still there?
Right.
I want to know. Like, how did he get there?
How did he get there? His parents were in the KKK, and the KKK just actually sponsoring him, which is ridiculous. He sexually assaults women, sexually harasses women, and he wants to be the president of the United States. Like, how? He's racist. He speaks negatively. He doesn't want immigrants in the U.S. when this country is solely based off of immigration. Like, yeah. That is just, that's ridiculous. So if Donald Trump, we pray to God, does not become president, but if he does, what are you guys' plans? Are you going back to Tokyo, Nigeria?
Leave. ASAP.
I don't know what to say about that, but.
You taking that first class?
When Trump comes, just remember in the Bible when Moses just took the Israelites. Pass through the Red Sea.
Yeah.
I might have to go through that situation too.
Yeah, I definitely.
I'm gonna have to go through the Red Sea and get up out of here.
No, I definitely feel you. I feel you on that, Hendo. And so that's gonna wrap up our show here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Any final statements, guys?
Are you done?
Yes, we're wrapping up.
Oh, okay.
Gotta get ready for
the. We're wrapping up.
No, I leave 10 minutes for the next person, but I don't see her, so it's kind of surprising.
Oh, okay. So what did you say? You're trying to wrap
any
up?
Any final things you have to say?
Oh, like as DJ Chicks says, basketball season is about to start in a week, so please come watch us and support us in the icebox. Please. Thank you.
Yep.
Yep. Who are you guys playing?
We're playing against Chico State, is one of the best Division II school in the nation, on the 16th of November. That's our first home game.
Home game?
Yep.
Actually, I have like 5 more minutes to tell them you guys' schedule, so I'll do that real quick for you guys, because I don't see DJ Gaines in here yet, so I'll let them know you guys' schedule. But first, I'll tell them our schedule. We actually also played Chico, but we played them away. And then as I tell them, whoa. I'm looking at her schedule, and it looks like the game I tell you guys of every single week is no longer on here. Our first home opener is now November 19th.
How come?
We do not play Dominguez Hills anymore on the 18th. I'm so sorry, guys. You know, I told you guys.
Oh, so we don't play either?
Were you guys going to play Dominguez Hills?
Yeah, we were going to play it too. So can you check?
Yeah, I guess.
What?
What? Like, see, this is shaking. That's why, you know, I got to tell you guys what is shaking here at Dominican. It says men's basketball. Your schedule is as follows. Men's basketball at Dominican, your first home opener is
Chico State. No, are we playing against Dominguez Hills?
No, you're not.
Go down.
Yeah, you are.
You're sleeping. Okay.
Wait, cool. Maybe ours just got changed to a different time. Let's see.
How did it happen?
That's crazy. How did that happen? We should just call my coach up right now and put them on. Live. They might not. Yeah, you guys still play them later, but okay. We don't. I'm gonna get you guys answers. You know, that's what I do. I get you guys answers and let you guys know why we don't play Dominguez Hills anymore as a home opener. But instead, we have San Francisco State. Is that what I said? Anyways, the guys play home opener November 16th, Wednesday, November 16th at 7 p.m. The guys' home opener against Chico State, which is, it's going to be a good game, isn't it?
Yep.
Are you guys ready for it?
Yeah, we got to get ready.
I know I'm ready.
You're ready, Hendo? What are you going to do to them? What do you? I hear you have a famous line when people come to paint and you swat that ball.
Nah, you're going to have to find out.
No, you got to tell us. Give us a little teaser so we have that crowd filled up. We have those bleachers filled up.
Oh, it's going to be real, real fun. It's going to be a night. Like, it's going to be a great, it's going to be a good night.
Good night. Okay.
So, good that's night. What I have to say.
Okay. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you listen to DJ Gaines and DJ Beefcake and DJ Duncan at 4 p.m. Thank you. This has been What's Shaking. And have a fantastic rest of your day.